ध्यायामो धवलाव गुंडनवतीं तेजोमयीं नैष्टिकीं स्निग्धापांग विलोकिनीं भगवतीं मंदस्मितश्रीमुखीं वात्सल्यामृतवर्षिणीं सुमधुरं संकीर्तनालापिनीं श्यामांगीं मधुसिक्तसूक्तिं अमृतानंदात्मिकामीश्वरीं। So in the previous day, we saw the 7th and 8th shloka of the 6th chapter of Gita. So, jitātmana prashāntasya paramātmā samāhitaḥ. So, in brief, to sum it up, there Krishna was talking about, Krishna spoke about the state of a yogi. Who is a yogi? A yogi is a person whose mind is established in non-dual vision, such a person, shitoshna sukha dukkeshu manapamaniyoho, in all dual conditions of heat, cold, happiness, sorrow, manam, apamanam, praise, curse, in all of those situations or dual situations, the person, like the yogi, remains ever focused, ever content as well. So we saw jnana vijnana tripta atma. So a person who is very content in the mind. So, a very content in the mind due to knowledge and wisdom. Wisdom or intuitive experience. So, just a little explanation on that. So, we generally think that knowledge is we know that knowledge is intellectual, whereas experience is a little different from intellectual knowledge. But both are almost very close. So intellectual knowledge, when we are able to intellectually remember Brahman, so that is realization. Oh, then what is the difference between both? That is what Vidyaranya and later Acharya say as jnanam and jnana nishtha. So vijnanam means jnana nishtha, being established in knowledge. So that is vijnanam, that is experience. Mai eva mana adatva, mai buddhim niveshaya, nivasishyasi mai eva, ata udvanna samshayah. So fix your mind onto me, fix your intellect onto me, and then you will attain me, you will abide in me, you will become one with me, is what Krishna says in the 12th chapter of Gita. So this means, knowledge or intellectual knowledge and experience aren't different. So when we are convinced in the intellect about something, when we are convinced that fire will burn, we will not put our hand in it. So that itself becomes an experience. When we are convinced about something, we will implement it. Implementation automatically happens. So that is what a sadhaka has to strive for. That is what a sadhaka has to reach for. So reach for learning or keeping in intellect once or twice a day. So whenever Vedanta is being learned, whenever Shravanam happens, remembering that everything is Brahman and then forgetting it. We should not be like that. It should always stay in the mind, it should always be there in the intellect, that sarvam brahmamayam. Everything is Brahman. This jagat is just nama rupam. So that is what we have to keep in mind. And when we are able to keep that in mind at all times, then then that itself becomes an experience. So experience means we will be able to be content. So contentment, prashantam. Prashantam also means like when our mind is very calm, peaceful, blissful, all those we discussed in the previous day. So in order to get to such a state, like which means like we get rid of duality or sankalpatyagam. So sankalpatyagam can only be, sankalpatyagam means dvaita bhava tyagam, or considering that duality doesn't exist in the mind. So that is what is sankalpatyagam. And if we, when we are experiencing, or while we are experiencing duality, trying to keep in mind that duality is just an illusion, can only be done when, like we, okay, so this means that like externally we experience duality, internally we assert that Brahman alone exists. So somewhere this shift, or we can consider it like a transformer. So a transformer, step up transformer or step down transformer, whichever it is, transformer like converts like a 10 kilowatts. I am not sure whether transformers use kilowatts of power, but 10 kilowatts become 100 kilowatts. So similarly, like that transformation, that conversion happens in the mind, and that conversion happens through what we call as samabhavana or samatvam. So samatvam or samabhavana means vision of oneness or equanimity, we can say. So vision of oneness, so when we see oneness everywhere, in the mind again, not externally, when we see oneness everywhere, then duality vanishes and non-duality alone exists. So many people have a serious doubt about, seeing Brahman everywhere, I'm waiting for the day when I can see everything as Brahman. So it is like, it is kind of impossible. We cannot see the world as Brahman. World is the world. Objects will be different externally. Externally objects will be different. They cannot be one. But essentially they are the same. So that is what is meant by vision of oneness. Vision of oneness means knowing that essentially they are the same. So a gold chain will definitely be different from my gold necklace. Can a chain and necklace be the same? No. They are different, definitely. But the difference is just name and form. So viewing them as one means viewing the essence, or perceiving, perception of the essence, perception of the substratum, or the changeless entity in both. That is what is meant. So vision of oneness doesn't mean it is an external vision where everything becomes one Ishvara, one Brahman. It is just an inner vision. Of course, like we can, if we have an experience in spirituality of like as if this entire world is one pulsating consciousness, like everything is linked together, everything is one being, like who has become all of this, like one being acts through all of this. Such experiences are valid, but if anybody says that I experience that, like you and like your friend are one and the same. If such a person says, then we can definitely say that the person is delirious. The person thinks like he knows Vedanta, he doesn't know Vedanta at all. Because such an experience is impossible with respect to the world. When Vedanta says everything is Brahman, such an experience of everything as Brahman is impossible. Yes, impossible. Impossible. So again, repetition, because like people have this doubt. When they start in the spiritual path and they follow some or other things in the spiritual path, then they get a doubt. Oh, the Shastras like say, and people say that like after doing so many dhyanam, they saw like everything, this world as becoming one Ishvara. Oh, like one fine day when I woke up, like I saw like Amma coming by, and Amma immediately became Brahman. Amma immediately became Vishnu. Amma immediately became Kali. Of course, there are people who say that such experiences are there. Okay, all those experiences are fine. We don't have to get excited or like we don't have to wonder about, like wonder in awe or wonder in like amazement over all those, because this entire world is Ishvara. What is not Amma? What is there which is not Amma? What is there which is not Kali? Whatever Ishta Devata or Ishta Devata, what is not there that is not Ishta Devata? So then, like, if one person appearing as Ishta Devata, what is the big deal there? There is nothing. And if we think that is moksha, we are totally wrong. Such a moksha. Oh, I have heard all spiritual masters say that is moksha. And like, if we want, like, Aparna will produce like all the Swamijis, like two or three Swamijis of Amma who will claim that. Doesn't matter whether Swamiji say, whether Amma herself says, it doesn't matter. Do the Shastra say that? Does Krishna say it? Krishna says against it. Avajananti maam moodaha manushim tanum ashrutam. Oh Arjuna, like only fools think that I am this body. If Krishna himself says he is not the body, then like if we see one body as Krishna, like is it true? Krishna himself says I am not the body. Then how can such a Krishna who is not the body be limited to a body? Impossible. Parambhavam ajanantah. Parambhavam ajanantah. Mama bhuta maheshwaram. I am the controller of all these beings. I am the substratum of all these beings. And that me they don't know. And thereby they are moodaha. Avijananti maam moodaha. Moodaha means fools. Okay, Krishna is so... We say, like today we think like we, after getting one degree or taking some graduation or post graduation, we think we are like we are very cultured. But like look at Krishna, like the maximum verse word he can use is moodaha, means fools, or you are fool. Of course Krishna is a compassionate master, and never will a Mahatma like Amma also preach that okay, Ishvara appears in one form. Amma will not say. Amma's own experience, Amma says that like when once she did lot of dhyanam and other stuff, then she saw that this entire world is Brahman. So how can you see this entire world is Brahman? When you can see this entire world as Brahman, when you are able to pierce through the name and form in the mind. So everything is in the mind. Yatra yatra manoyati brahmanas tatra darshanam. Wherever the mind goes, see it as Brahman. Again, it is as Brahman. It is not Brahman. See it Brahman. No. Or that object will become Brahman, like we are not Shiva, that wherever our eyes, like or the third eye goes, like it will become ashes. Wherever our eye goes, like it will become Brahman, no. It is considering him, considering objects essentially as Brahman. If not, like then no actions are possible. Like if we think everything is one Brahman, like how can Mahatmas act? Mahatmas do any activity because they are the same. Everything is one, like then how can I help anybody? How can Amma shower her compassion on people? She cannot. So that means everything is in the mind. It's a mental vision. Sama Bhavanam is a mental vision. And that is like, that is moksha. It is not just getting some vision. Some visions and all anybody can get. Put in two or three pegs of whiskey or liquor, lie outside on the ground and look at the sky with all the stars, then automatically we may see like Ishvara. Next day we can say, yesterday I saw Ishvara. Ooh, what is the recipe for gaining vision of Ishvara? Like three pegs and then sleep. Sleep on earth, on the ground, under a star-filled sky. That is a recipe. That is what will happen. So, we have to remember that when we say Advaitam is real, that doesn't mean Dvaitam doesn't exist. Dvaitam temporarily exists, but considering Dvaitam as not real in the mind, that is what is important. So it doesn't matter whether when we see water in desert, like if somebody says, oh, you know what, like I saw like the water as desert. I saw desert there. Oh, the fish that came out of the water, that was a desert. How foolish it is. Because the entire water is desert. You know, like what is the point of telling like one fish which came out of the water that is desert? Oh, I am seeing I saw water as desert. People will laugh. Why? Because water is desert. What will you see other than desert there? So similarly, this entire world is Ishvara. So that vision is like essential vision, vision of Ishvara as essence, not externally. Externally, differences, Bhedam will be there. Vedam doesn't even exist. But if it appears as existing, it will definitely appear. We cannot remove it. We don't have to remove. Why do we have to remove? If we know it is a dream, like why do we have to get out of the dream? Like people just dream. Like when they dream, oh, what are you dreaming? Like I'm dreaming that like I'm being chased by cops. Oh, that is dangerous. Come on, wake up. What danger? Like it's a dream. Let me continue the dream. It's fun. That is why this world is considered as Ishvara Leela. Ishvara's play. So Ishvara Leela, when people hear this word of Ishvara Leela, then they say, oh, Krishna Leela, Rasa Leela. Leela, the word meaning of Leela means it's a play. It's a play means it's like a prank. Krishna's entire life he did all pranks. Even Amma did a lot of pranks. So pranks means like it has no real value. It is just like for fun. That's it. Just a little time pass. As a Narayana Gurudevan says, it is a nadagam, nadagami logam. This world is just a nadagam, it is just a time pass. Something like, as Swami Vivekananda said at the end of his life, that glad I did big blunders. Everything is a blunder. Whatever we are doing are blunders. There is no value in what we are doing. We get up in the morning, like we work for 60 years, 70 years, and then like what do we gain out of it? I gained like couple of kids. Okay. How are the kids? The kids are away from me now. Kids don't want to see me. And so, then what is the point of like earning all those money? It's of no use. And like even if like we earn and like we enjoy till the end of our life, like will we take anything away? We cannot take anything away. Nothing, like we can take nothing away. The only thing that we can take away is the knowledge, is implementation of knowledge, is Brahma Chintanam. If we do that, Brahma Smaranam, if we are able to maintain this Samabhavana, then that will continue in the next birth as well. So again, going back, Samabhavana, Samatvam. Samatvam, like a Samatvam means we are, like it's a mental vision. It's a mental vision, not external vision. We should never go for any experiences. There may be many experiences that a person might get like while doing dhyana. People have asked me, oh, have you experienced this kind of thing? Like, have you experienced Ishvara coming in front of you? Shringeri Acharya, like Abhinav Vidyatirtha Swami says that when he did dhyanam, like Devi came out, like came to him, and then like she prostrated. Swami Vivekananda's life, that is there. Of course, like why does Devi have to come in front of us to prove that Devi exists? As Krishna says, like everything is Devi. Matta paradanam nanyat kinchi dasti dananjaya. There's nothing different from me. That means everything is Devi. So the moment we say I got vision of Devi, immediately we can say the person doesn't know any Vedanta. Because that is not at all Vedanta. Vedanta means like everything is Devi. Whatever is seen is Devi. That is Vedanta. That is true vision. All these like temporary visions, today Devi comes, we'll be very happy. And then like next, instead of going beyond duality and rejoicing in bliss, like we'll become sad. Why? You know what, like the Devi like is playing with me. So poor Devi, like Devi, well, Devi is like sitting somewhere. Devi is sitting in some loka and like managing things. Like, and we pull Devi, say that I got vision of Devi yesterday and Devi is playing. Why is Devi playing? Devi is playing because she is not coming today. And then like all struggle is, initially struggle was for moksha, and then struggle is all towards seeing Devi. And what will happen after we see Devi? Oh Devi, you are so beautiful. Are you still single? That is what will be the question. Where all it will be led to? Oh, all these are myths. All these are your perspective. That will never happen. It definitely will happen. We see in Bharata, Bharata Chakravarti's story in Bhagavatam. So Bharata was a great Chakravarti. So he had many children. And after a particular age, like he gave up all those. Like he went to the forest and like Vanaprastham, like he went there and started meditating. So, but like when he was meditating, he didn't gain this knowledge. this knowledge was lacking. So he just like thought Ishvara Vishnu was a form and he was contemplating on the form. So he started doing dhyanam. But there is no true knowledge. If there is true knowledge, then everything will be considered as one. So if true knowledge is not there, today Ishvara, like we are attached to Ishvara Ragam. Ragam or attachment is towards Ishvara. Tomorrow it will be towards something else. So what happened was, one day he got up in the morning, he was taking bath in the river, and a small deer, a very small like a deer was floating. So there was like he felt very very sad for it. Okay, very sad. Like whenever somebody is suffering, like we have to really feel sad. But there is a fine line between compassion and passion. So wherever knowledge is not there that everything is one Brahman, it will become passion. All desires, all attachment will become passion if there is no true knowledge. If there is no true knowledge, we will think that that is very important. There is obviously difference. We see it as different from something else. So thereby raga dvesham will come and that will lead to sorrow. That is what we see in that story. So he takes the deer, like as the deer like it looks like very like our the deer's state is very pitiful. So he thinks he is helping the deer. So he starts like considering the deer as a child, as a kid, as his own child, and then thereby the deer grows. So then like what happens, like daily his routine gets get changed. He used to do dhyanam, japam and all. Now like the deer will roam in the morning, so he'll be worried. He cannot do any dhyanam. Why? There are so many wild animals in the forest, so what will happen to the deer, like if those animals encounter the deer? So he becomes very worried until the deer comes back. And once the deer comes back, then he'll sit for meditation. And he sits for meditation, like the deer will feel very bad, lonely. So the deer will come near him, and then like the deer will, with his haunt, like it will prick his back. So once or twice it happened, and like the third day, then like he is sitting for dhyanam, then dhyanam focus is not on Vishnu's form. Focus is on like when will the deer prick me? When is the deer going to prick me? That is how it is. So that's how it became. And then obviously like anything that is born in the world has to die. So this passion, so like he got old and he had to give up his life. So when he was about to die, the deer comes and stands in front of him. So looking at the deer's eyes, he becomes so passionate, and thinking about the deer as to what will happen to the deer, he gives up his life. Oh, poor deer, what happened to the deer? So that is not the point of the story. Ishvara, like if Ishvara has created the world, he knows how to handle the world. You don't have to bother about other people. And if we think we can bother about other people, are we in a state to bother about ourselves? Do we know how our life is? If our life is very blissful and we are content, then we can give, like we can help others out. A person who is not helped, or he himself needs help, how can such a person help another person? So that is why, like, so many social organizations are there. Anything happens, like, we will see, like, many organizations running here and there. But what is the point of all those help? Yeah, it will help. All those external help are required. But, like, the difference between those help and Amma's help is, like, Amma tries to, Amma tries to open up the heart of people, like, make them more spiritual, because that is true help. So only a person like who is full of something, like only a person who has a lot of money, that's only such a person can give. So giving is possible only when like we are full. So these organizations, they themselves are not content. So they are not content like about helping. So like how will they be able to give contentment to others? Yeah, temporarily worldly possessions and all, they'll be able to help. Yes, all those are required, hunger, food and all those are required, but along with like this Brahma Chintanam, Brahma Smaranam, if Jnanam is not there, then all those will be of no use. All those will be only lead to more and more sorrow. So that is not the goal. So that is why when Amma announced, like when tsunami happened, Like Amma immediately announced. Amma didn't even like sponsor, or Amma didn't say, oh, we need like money. So people do sponsor. Amma doesn't have to do, because Amma is full of everything. Person who is full of everything can give, like such giving like will automatically happen, like, and there will be, everything will overflow. Oh, you are speaking too much about Amma. Yeah, like, of course, what else can I speak about other than that? So anyway, so that, like, today we see social organizations running behind all those. So if Ishvara has created the world, he can take care of it. So we don't have to worry about it. First, we have to help ourselves. Uddhare Atmana Atmanam Visa. If we help ourselves, then we can help others. So anyway, Bharata gave up his life thinking about the deer. So yam yam vapi smaran bhavam tyajati ante kalevaram tam tameva iti kaunteya sada tad bhava bhavitah. So like whatever like we think at the end of our life, we'll become that in the next birth. And what do we think at the end of our life? Whatever we have thought about throughout the life. So like an entire day, at the end of the day, like what will you think, like when you go to sleep? Sleep is like, when we go into sleep, it is like death. It's like a death. It's like a death situation. So when we go to sleep, whatever we think at that time, we'll dream about it. So similarly, whatever we think at the end of our life, during that time, we will become that in the next birth. But if we have to think like just before sleep something, we have to have thought about it like the entire day, at least significant amount of time in the day. So similarly, whatever we have thought about in our life, that is what we will remember. So for Bharata, it was the deer, and therefore he became a deer. But any bhakti, even if it is like a seeking Ishvara for money, wealth, form bhajanam, that's also fine. Any bhajanam if a person does, any sadhana that a person does sincerely. So Bharata like sincerely implemented bhajanam and dhyanam, though he didn't have any jnanam, but there was sincerity. So if there is sincerity, then that will continue in the next birth as well. So the deer Bharata remembered his mistake, and he took a resolution never to make the mistake again. So what happened was that the deer gave up its life, and then it became Jada Bharata. So in the next birth, Bharata became a human being again. Even after becoming a human being, he realized that he doesn't want to get attached to anything. Because if he gets attached to anything, he interacts, he reacts to anything in the world, such a reaction will cause sorrow. Therefore, he didn't give an opportunity for that. So, what this story says is, or shows, is that we should not have any kind of attachment. If attachment to a form, that also will not give us moksha. And oh, that will anyway uplift me. So first I will do form bhajanam, and then let me take one more birth, and then let me try. It may be one birth, it may be like for Bharata it was one birth, it may be like two births, 10 births. Why take risk? We know that there are, everything is one Ishvara, formless Ishvara, one who pervades everything. Then why not implement it directly? Why do we have to go through a long route, like when we have the direct route? Direct way is there. If we have the direct way, then why go through a shortcut? Like why try out like something, long route. Like why try something different? We don't have to try. There is no point of trying. So we should not do that. So anyway, samabhavanam. So samatvam, samabhavana, or vision of oneness, samatvam. So such samatvam. Samatvam is implementation of jnanam. Because samatvam is not just, so when we say samatvam is a vision in the mind, it's a mental vision, not externally. The mental vision means whatever we think, is it like seeing a ghost? Yeah, it is not like seeing a ghost, because this vision is true vision. So this vision is real vision, because that is a truth. It is a truth that this world is Ishvara, is Brahman. So samatvam is truth. It is satyam. Satyam eva jayate nanrutam. Oh, you are quoting from whatever Gandhiji used to believe, no? Satyameva jayate nanrutam, satyena pantha vitato devayanah. So this is a quotation from Mundaka Upanishad. So that is what is there in the courthouse and other places. Anyway, satyameva jayate, satyam, it is truth. Truth always will win. So truth, that truth is it's true vision, like it's not a mental imagination. Though it is called mental vision, still it is true vision of the world as Brahman, world being essentially Brahman. So this samatvam, or in other words, sama buddhi. So in Amma's terms, like one of Amma's song, we hear the word of abheda buddhi or abheda darshanam. Abheda darshanam, Ishvara darshanam, Swatma darshanam, Hraday sparshanam. So abheda darshanam, it is abhedam. Abhedam means samatvam, no bhedam. Of course, that is true vision. Why? We see matta paradaram nanyat kinchit asti dhananjaya. Oh Arjuna, there is nothing different from me here. Manusaye vedam aptavyam nehanana asti kinchana. Know to the mind that there is no duality, not even kinchana, not even little bit. So these are true vision. So this true vision, like maintaining that in the mind, that is the way, that is moksha, and that he is a yogi who doesn't have sankalpa. Sankalpa means considering something which is not real. So real or true, truth is that this entire world is Brahman. So seeing the world as anything different from Brahman, that is sankalpam, and that will cause sorrow. So a yogi is one who has, like, who gets rid of sankalpam, which means who maintains samatvam. So suhran mitra hari udasina madhyastha dvesha bandushu sadushva picha papeshu samabuddhir vishishyate. So though Krishna doesn't say samabuddhi is yogam or samabuddhi is moksha, that is the case. Krishna says samabuddhi vishishyate. So vishishyate means it is great. That is why Shankara in his translation says that, in his commentary says that vishishyate. Vishishyate means great or higher, superior. So Shankara says it is not vishishyate. We can use the alternate word of vimuchyate. A person gets liberated. So it is something like which is sreshtam. So vishishyate means very sreshtam. Very sreshtam means it will lead us to liberation. It will get us, it will rid us of dukkham once and for all. Therefore it is very great. Therefore it is something which has to be implemented. That's the meaning. So suhrit. So suhrit in a well-wisher, mitra in a friend. So in a well-wisher, in a friend, ari in an enemy, udasina. In a person who is indifferent, who is very indifferent to us or like any other person around, and madhyastha, a person who is a mediator. So when we fight with people, or there are two people fighting, there will always be a mediator. So mediator, dveshya, a person who hates us, bandhu, a person who is a relative, sadhu, person who is a sadhu, and papi, a person who is a sinner. In all of those, samabuddhi vishishyate, samabuddhi, samatvam, seeing all of them as one, that is vishishyate, that is great indeed. So this vision of oneness, like, means like when we see everything as one, whether it is friend, foe, like it doesn't matter whether it is friend or foe. It doesn't matter like whether a person is a good person or a bad person. Good and bad is with respect to activities in the world. So it is like telling that Gabbar Singh is like bad in the movie, and Amitabh Bachchan or Veeru, I think is his name, Veeru and Jay. So they are very good. Yeah, it's in a movie. In a movie, like, we may have good and bad, but that is temporary. It's not permanent, it's not eternal. So in a movie, like, all those will happen. Similarly, sadhu and papi, a person like who is a saint, a person who is a sinner, there is no nothing like that. So that is why Mahatmas like Amma, they accept even sinners. So even like a papi people go to Amma, like Amma accepts them with open heart. Of course, there is no other way that Amma can keep herself busy, Because if she was to say that, okay, there are only non-sinners are allowed here, then nobody can go there. So this just reminds of a joke story about Akbar and Birbal. So once what happened was, okay, no offense to anyone, like I'll say who offense to whom. Anyway, once like Akbar and Birbal, they were in the kingdom. So all of a sudden, like Akbar noticed that Birbal had a weird behavior towards him. So what happened? Like Birbal would pass by Akbar, and then look at him, and then shyingly smile. So that means turn like give a like mocking smile and like shifting his face, and then run away. So this happened like for a few times. So Akbar was surprised, what is happening? And then the next time Birbal did it, Akbar caught him and said, like, what is this? Like, you are smiling, laughing at me, like, mockingly laughing at me. What is it? Like, tell me, like, what it is. Then Birbal said, like, no, your, like, majesty. Like, if I say, you'll not like it, so you won't tell. And then Akbar said, no, if you don't tell me, like, then I'll order you to be put in jail. So then Birbal said, like, no, you are going to get married now. So since you are going to get married, so therefore, like, I was laughing. So what is there to laugh in that? And Birbal said, like, you don't know that, like, married people always married or husband. After marriage, husbands listen to their wives. So husband listens to their wife. Then Akbar said, no, I don't think that is true. You are just bluffing. That could not be the case. Then Birbal said, no, Your Majesty, that is the truth. That is how it works. That is the whole point of marriage. So that is what Birbal said. Okay, don't like blame me. If there is anything, go and ask Birbal. He is not living now, so I am saved. Anyway, so that is what Birbal said. Akbar couldn't still believe. So then Birbal said, okay, then why don't you like test it out? So then Akbar said, yeah, good idea, I'll do that. So like Akbar called all the men like in the kingdom to come. And when they came, like it was a huge field, like a Yuddha Kshetram. So, and then Akbar said, all the men were married who came. So, like everybody was standing, like Akbar was like standing in front of them. All of them were standing in front of Akbar. Akbar said, okay, whoever listens to what their wives say, they come to the right of the stage, or my right. Slowly people started moving, and Akbar was surprised that almost the entire gang like moved. And then like Akbar saw that there was one person who was standing on the left side. So Akbar was very happy. He was sad like in one way that, okay, whatever Birbal said was almost true. But like he was happy that at least there is one person. I can now say that Birbal is wrong. So he called the person. Of course, he couldn't see from far. And the person came near, it was Birbal. So Akbar was surprised again. Akbar said, oh, Birbal, you said it. And like, I am you are against it. So I am proud of you. Okay, like, I am very proud of you. And then Akbar asked, okay, but like, I still want to know, why were you standing like on the left side? And then Birbal replied, yeah, Your Majesty, like my wife said that don't stand in crowds. So wherever there is a crowd, don't stand there. So that is why I was standing on the left. So like in a way, like something similar to that. Okay, no offense to married people, like no offense to anyone. So if like Amma or a spiritual master were to only deal with good people, then hardly there are good people. So obviously like sin, the greatest sin, even in Christianity, the greatest sin is like enjoyment. The greatest sin is Dvaitam, or considering Dvaitam as real, forgetting Advaitam, forgetting Brahman. So if there are like people who have already realized Brahman, like they wouldn't want to go to any Mahatmas because they are already realized. They don't have to interact at all. So that means, that doesn't mean like Mahatmas don't interact. We see in many places, like in Mahabali's story, like we see Mahabali, we see Vamana, we see Shukracharya, like three Jivan Muktas, three Jnanis, three Mahatmas meeting together. So it is possible, it's not something like it is impossible or it will not happen. But, so the greatest sin is forgetting. So anyway, Sadhu and like a person who has done papam. So we have already discussed this in many shlokas, like Krishna gives in a couple of shlokas in Gita itself. Api chetu durajaro bhajate mam ananya bhak sadureva samantavya samyak vyavasito hi saha. So even if like we do the worst possible action, but remembering everything is Brahman, automatically we are to be considered a sadhu. So like if we don't have to become like that, but we can remember that everything is one Ishwara, whether sadhu or papi, like it, what does it matter? Essentially everything is one Brahman. So like there are, like Ramakrishna Paramahansa gives this example, there are sugar dolls kept. So there is a lion kept and there is a like cow kept. You can say the cow is like, a cow is very good, the lion is very bad because it kills. Both are essentially sugar. If both are essentially sugar, then like both are the same. Externally, it may be different, like external appearances, external behavior and all those are different. So even as in a play, like even as in a movie, even as in dream, so there will be always good and bad. That is this world. This world is Dvandva Bhavam. This world is based on Dvaitam. So this Vedam is what the world bases itself on. So it is for a sadhaka to get rid of that Vedam by having Samabuddhi. So it doesn't matter what we see. It doesn't matter what we see. Yatra yatra manu yati, whatever we discussed earlier. Brahmanas tatra darshanam. Wherever the mind goes, assert it to be Brahman. That is true, that is real. And like if we do this, this is samatvam, and this is jnanam, this is yogam, this is bhakti, everything is one and the same. Everything like is based on truth, everything is based on satyam, the satyam that Brahman alone exists, sarvam brahmamayam. Everything is Brahman, there is only Brahman here. Like whether we accept, whether we know or not, it doesn't matter. That's where Ramana Maharshi quotes from the Upanishad saying that, drishtim jnanamayim krutva pashyet brahmamayam jagat. When a person gains this knowledge, or with the eye of knowledge, or with the glass or spectacles of knowledge, a person sees this entire world as filled with Brahman. Echakinchit jagat sarvam drishyate shruyate piva antar bahishyatat sarvam vyapyan narayana sthitaha. Narayana pervades this world, like in and out, like whatever is there in this world, that is pervaded by Narayana. That is pervaded by Ishvara. Ishvara pervades everything that we see because it is Ishvara. Everything has come from Ishvara, so what can it be other than Ishvara? So even as the dream world is filled in and out by the dreamer, with the dreamer. The dream world is a dreamer. The dream world is dreamer. The dreamer becomes as if becomes the entire world. The entire dream world, like during that time, Svakale Satyavad Bhati. Svabodhe satyasat bhavet. Like when we experience the dream world, everything appears very real. But when we wake up, when we wake up, what happens is we realize that the dream world was just an illusion. The dreamer of I alone exists. So that is true knowledge, that is true vision. And similar is the case with this world as well. It is Ishvara Ghatakudhyadikam. Sarvam Ruktika Matramevahi Tadvat Brahma Jagat Sarvamiti Vedanta Dindima. So Gatam Kudyam, like pot, wall, etc., like many objects made of mud are mud alone. Many objects or all the objects that are made of gold are gold and gold alone. Everything is gold, all those are gold. So similarly, this world is also Brahman and Brahman alone. This world is Brahman. This world is Brahman. This world is Brahman, like whether we know it or not, it is Brahman. Ishavasyam idam sarvam yat kincha jagatyam jagat. This entire world is filled with Ishvara. And tena tyaktena bunjitaha, thereby renounce bhedam, maintain samabuddhi, maintain abheda buddhi, and through that experience Ishvara. When we experience Ishvara through this abheda buddhi, when we see objects with this abheda buddhi, so it is like viewing the entire world with a like very clear specs. So when we have a specs which is kind of tainted or which is dirty, things might appear like very different, and thereby like things will not appear like very pretty and all. But like once we have this vision, once we have the spectacles of jnanam, this samabuddhi, everything will become blissful. This entire world will become blissful. So that is why Mahatmas are able to see only bliss everywhere. When Mahatma Gandhi's followers went to meet Ramana Maharshi, get his blessing for the freedom movement and all, and they asked like Ramana Maharshi, okay, why can't you help people, the suffering people of the world? So Ramana Maharshi's response was, suffering people, I don't see any suffering. I see only bliss here, so how can I help? I cannot help. So that is the vision. Like if that vision is there, that doesn't mean, oh, then Amma is helping out suffering people, therefore she is not a jnani. We cannot say like that. Their inner vision is Advaitam. Amma, like when we ask Amma directly, Amma will say that, why do you help others? I do help others not because they are suffering, but I see them as my own self. And externally they are suffering, so externally I provide them relief. I try to provide them relief. So similarly, inner vision is what is required. And when that samabuddhi is there, irrespective of whether like we are able to help suffering people or not, irrespective of how many people are being helped, how many people progress, irrespective of whatever happens in this world. So let the sky fall down, let pralayam come, let we become a millionaire, it doesn't matter what happens, whatever happens, we will be able to remain very blissful. So swachha atmani tishtami in mamastu tadastu me. Janaka says in Yoga Vasishta that whatever happens here, I will like remain as the self. I'll remain the self. Nabhivancham yasam praptam yasam praptam tyajamyaham swachatmani tishtami in mamastu tadastu me. So nabhivancham yasam praptam, whatever I don't have, like I will not desire too much for it. Overly desiring something, I will not do that. And sampraptam tyajamyaham, and whatever I have, I will not renounce. So that means I will do everything as Ishwara arpanam, Ishwara buddhi. Like everything is sama, with the samabuddhi, everything is performed as an offering to Ishwara. And swachha atmani tishtami, I will remain as the pure, blissful self. Yennamastu tadastu me, whatever may happen, let it happen. Let whatever happen, it doesn't matter. I'll remain, I'll abide as Brahman. I'll be like remaining as Brahman, as Shankara says, Yogarato va bhogarato va yogam bhogam sangarato va sangavihinah sangam asangam yasya brahmani ramate chittam. One who has Brahman, one who has like Brahma bhavam in the mind, one who is able to remember that everything is Brahman, one who is able to maintain samabuddhi, such a person nandati nandati nandatyeva. Such a person will be able to rejoice, will rejoice and rejoice and rejoice. Brahmanyadaya karmani sangam tyaktva karotiyah lipyate nasa papena patma patram ivambasa. A person like who offers everything as an offering to Ishwara, all actions are offered onto Ishwara without any attachment to the action or the fruit, without any attachment, without getting affected by the action or the fruit, when it is performed, then the person will not be affected by the sins. The sin of action means ajnanam, craving, kamam, dukkam. So all those a person will not get affected by it. Wherever there is Ishwara Smarana, wherever we think that everything is one Brahman, there cannot be any dukkam. So dukkam will not taint such a person. Dukkam cannot touch such a person. Yasmin sthita na, yasmin sthito na, dukkena. Dukkena guruna api vichalyate. We'll see this shloka in a later part of this chapter. So yam labdhva cha aparam labam manyate nadikam tataha. So once like we attain this state, once we are able to maintain this samabhavam, samabuddhi, then it is that by attaining which like we don't have anything new to attain, we don't have anything else to gain. So all gaining, in there. So, apta kamasya kaspruha, all gain truptyana vijnana truptatma, all gains in there. And yasmin sito, remaining there, like even like dukkena guruna api, even the greatest or biggest, heaviest dukkam navichalyate, the person will not move, the person will not get affected even when big sorrow affects him. So, like, let the entire world, like we say, like let the entire world crash, still the person will be able to remain very blissful. That is the goal of life, and that is like achieved through samabuddhi. So if you have to become a yogi, we have to start practicing samabuddhi. It's all internal. So externally we can do actions, externally we can shout at a person, but internally remaining unaffected, maintaining like samabuddhi, seeing them all as Ishvara. Externally it doesn't matter, internally maintaining that, like if we try it, if we at least try, we'll be able to see how blissful it is. So may Amma bless us so that we may be able to maintain this samabuddhi in this very birth itself by becoming a yogi, and so that like this world is fulfilled, janma safalyam, and this world becomes fulfilled, we don't have to waste another birth. We'll continue in the next day. Namaskar.